And our Europe correspondent Sam Hawley has been watching the banquet. She joined me earlier. Sam, the formal dinner's finally been held. Was everyone on their best behaviour?
Well, they certainly were, Sabra. It was a very regal affair. Many tiaras were out for the evening. President Trump, of course, the guest of honour at this event hosted by the Queen. Now, both the Queen and President Trump spoke to the gathering of about 170 people at that state banquet. They spoke of the importance of the alliance, the close and long-standing relationship, and they both really focused on the shared sacrifice ahead of the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. And let's hear what Donald Trump had to say a short time ago at Buckingham Palace.
She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty, and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
Donald Trump there. And Sam, did the President and Queen seem to enjoy themselves?
Well, I think so. Of course, the day was full of a lot of pomp and ceremony. Donald Trump was treated to all the trimmings that go with a state visit. And of course, Sabra, he's only the third sitting US president in recent times that has actually been given this honour. We saw George W. Bush also receive a state visit and Barack Obama. And so there's been many things throughout the day relating to that visit. And yes, I think they did enjoy themselves at this dinner, of course. And the Queen also spoke to that gathering. Let's hear from her.
Visits by American presidents always remind us of the close and long-standing friendship between the United Kingdom and the United States. And I'm so glad that we have another opportunity to demonstrate the immense importance that both our countries attach to our relationship.
Her Majesty the Queen, and before that, our Europe correspondent, Sam Hawley.